You're listening to SBS News.
The Melbourne seat of Chisholm is poised to make history. Both candidates from the major parties are in a race to become the first Chinese-Australian woman in federal parliament's lower house. Labor's candidate, Taiwan-born Jennifer Young, says she'd be honoured to claim that title.
I think it's about time our parliament reflect the modern Australia, reflect the diversity of our country.
But the Liberal Party is also vying for the same place in history. Gladys Liu migrated to Australia from Hong Kong 33 years ago and says her cultural heritage is an advantage when meeting voters.
A lot of them are very excited because, well, knowing the candidates who can speak not only English but also Mandarin and Cantonese, that's my first language, that made it easier for some of them to communicate.
The marginal seat, once held by Julia Banks, is among the country's most linguistically and racially diverse, with one in five voters having Chinese heritage. The contest has already made history, with the first federal election debate conducted in English and Mandarin. Meanwhile, in the New South Wales seat of Barara, Greens candidate Monica Tan is proud of her Chinese heritage. Her disappointment in the lack of cultural diversity in Parliament compelled her to pursue politics.
Even though I rarely saw someone like me in Australian Parliament, I realised that it's really important to have diversity and to have all kinds of views, all kinds of people representing Australians in Parliament. So I thought, you know, instead of just talking the talk, it's time to walk the walk, and I put my hand up.
And the increase in the number of Chinese Australian candidates is being welcomed by voters who share a mutual heritage.
It's always good to have, you know, people representing our race here.
Some people from similar background as me are going to come to the parliament. It's going to always be a good thing.
The makeup of Australia's constituency is fast evolving with a growing Chinese population. There are now 1.2 million Australians with Chinese heritage, yet only two of them are in parliament. Penny Wong in the Senate and Ian Goodenough in the House of Representatives. Political expert Theo Snogowski from the Australian National University says that's because political parties are not giving them a chance.
Even though our cities, especially Sydney and Melbourne, are quite diverse, that diversity is spread out over multiple federal electorates, such that a lot of very few electorates have a critical mass of a given community which can mobilize behind one particular candidate and get that candidate nominated for one of the major parties.
Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.